Okay. It's in the Kufay Dalet Siv Gimel. Bamidvar Mur Bikdaila of Bikitana Shlegili Mehane Urim, Vilo Hivia Simonim, Ain Tsarch the Fresh. So here the Machab is telling us about a Kitana. You have a Kitana which did not reach her days in the Urim. Vilo Hivia Simonim, so she does not have these Dine vestes. Now, the Shach and the Taz explain that there's two types of Ketanas. There's a Ketana that was Lohi Gili made Ne'urim, even if she brought Simonim. Then you have a Ketana which still did not bring Simonim, even though she was already Higili made Ne'urim. And so the Shach and Taz are telling us that both of these have a Din Ketana. It's before like this also in the Mechaber and Simukuf Peites, Siv Chav Zayin. Now, what does it mean Higili made Ne'urim? So in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sibbeis, we learned over there, and Shach of the Sivkat Yud, that Pashtus means 12 years in one day. Yud Beis Shanim, the Yom Echad. According to the Shach points out, according to the Divrei Chamudis in Pesach Nida, the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer, is 12 years, Me'ez, Leis. However, there's a Bach, the Chubas of Bach, that one does not need Me'es La'es. It's enough from the beginning of the day. The first day of her 13th year, she's already a Gedela, and you do not need Me'es La'es. Okay. That's B'nigeya Yimei Ne'urim. Now, if we take a look at Rashi, and have Hei Omen Aleph, Sech Denida, Divrei HaMaschol, Ein Chashin, so Rashi says over here, Ein chayshin lo. So Rashi says, "Vafila ein lo b'malit lois." Even she doesn't have what to be toila. The ketana, the b'shuk shetabachem le'avra. We could say it was Avra Avalav Adaita. The Habigufa in Litla is called Iker. The summoned Rabbanan in him. Vachi goes Rabbanan. Where was Rabbanan? Goyza begins man of the Dam Motsuba. Abaha loy gozer. Hail vein ba damim. So it's mashma over here what happens when the Gdela does see, right? Now, Rashi explained why we're not Chaysh. So what happens then? Now the Gdela sees three times. So what happens then? Because then she's Bechal Gdela, and then we're already Chayshish for it. So the Pratis Reminder points out a point like this. He says it's unfortunately more later on, Mevavam and Alpha, but we did a sugis of godless by a girl. So if there it's Mefurish, now let's say she has two Cyrus before 12 years old, we say these Cyrus are Shuma Ba'alma. So therefore he says that what Rashi means is that let me read the end of Rashi. Kamam Mefarish, Ezehu Zmana. Back up, I'm backing up a step. Lekamam Mefarish, Ezehu Zmana, Shegiu Yimei and Urim, Shevia Shtei Cyrus, Oi Basi Beishan of Yemechad. Rashi seems to say either one. Yimei and Urim is either two Cyrus or Basi Beishan of Yemechad, Afishlevia Shtei Cyrus. Right? That's the Rashi ends off here. Dir Maschay Chashin. So the Patsum. So it's Mashman from Rashi that as long as she came into one of the two, she's already Gedela. Okay. Says the Patsum Maynim. Even though it's first later on, the Gemara Mevava Menalf. If she brings Shtei Cyrus before she's 12, it's Shuma Ba'alma. You have to say the Kavana Rashi is that in a case where we don't know how old she is, and we see two Cyrus, so then we're going to be told that she already was Baba Chal Shana. He quotes the Taisis and Kedushin. Taisis and Kedushin, Sam Gimel and Beis, where we find such idea. Where we don't know, it's not Yiduim if she was Baba Chal Shanim, So then we're going to say that the Cyrus, then we're going to say the Cyrus are a raya that she's already bo b'chal shanim. That's why he wants to learn Rashi. The Avad, if she's less than 12, even though she brought two Cyrus, we can say Shum Abam. However, the Prideya in Sima Kuf Peites and Turi Kesef Ois Men, over there learns in Rashi, that's Hu Adin. If she brings two Cyrus, if she brings Simanim before Yud Bei Shana, one has been Machmir to consider her like a Gedoylo Leini Dam Nidus. And it's also much like that in the Gra later on, Kuf Peites, Ois Lamed Tes. The Siddur Taira in Kuf Tzadi said, hey, over there he learned in Rashi that it's going according to the Madama, Memheon Base, that Toichesman, Skalachesman, Fakopanim. This Rashi creates a discussion over here of what it means. Now, that's been a gay two Cyrus without being 12. Rashi's also Mavur, that if she's 12 without two Cyrus, she's also has a din of Yimei Nurim. She has a din of Higizman Lirois. And the Raj Batakat quotes Rashi as saying that. He quotes Rashi as holding that if she's 12 without Cyrus, she has a din of Higizman Lirois. And the Rashi was Chaylik on him. The Rashi says, no, I need it to be Ba l'chal shanim and also l'chal simanim. I need both. And the mechaber, this is the way the Achronim are learning. We start off with the Shachataz. In the mechaber, is learning like the Rashba. That's the way the Pesachim are taking on the lashon kitana. Right? Ba metzvara murim b'gdela b'kitana. You can't explain that it means that she came to l'chal shanim or simanim. Right? That what he's saying is Abubikdan Shalagi Lamainurum Vlay Via Simar, mean that she would need to have both in order to be a din of a Gdaila, which like we said is before like that later on in Kuf Peites Ois Chaf Zayin, in Sif Chaf Zayin. There's an interesting drisha over here that takes us back to the beginning of the Simon, the raid. The drisha over here is Dalit. The drisha says as follows. The drisha. Avitana in Tarach Levi Samach Levesa, the Chayra Nira, the Dakte, the Davka Besamach Levesta, I know call her Oyna in Tarach Lifreish. Al bezmanaves atzmai tzarch lefresh. That what? Ktana. Alva biktana is the dimin maschal. That what? That this that was saying the ktana doesn't have to be parish. Midayik ein tzarch lefresh samach levesta. But during the vest itself, she would have to be parish. And as he's being midayik in the lashon of mechab, which is the lashon of the Rashman Tarzabayis. That the doctor, the priest, some of the vest, but she doesn't have to be parish. But b'shas vest, mamish, she would have to. The mice, the priest himself, the drish himself, is daichadis. He's daichit, and he says it then. He says it could be anyways. It's not miwa ain't a diagomer, because it could be the lashon samach is just the term that we use for this din prisha, but not because to be daich samach and not taich. And that's where the Shach and the Taz come out that even B'shas Vesta she does not need to be Pirish, and the reason is because she's B'cheskes Mesulekes Dam. The Taz later on in Kufetes, Ois Mem Gimel brings down, if she sees three times, even though she did not see B'derech Kfiyas Vest, she needs to be chayshish for her ears like a vesheni kavua. But since she saw three times, she's hochsi got to see dam, and she has a din like all other women, which have a din of a vesheni kavua. And the kuz hakesev over there in Oisir Aleph is chaylik anim. It says, because man, she wasn't kavah vest. When we talk about Ross, Gimel Pabami, she was kavah vest. Even though she saw three times or more, he says, even if she sees more than three times, we're not chayshver at all, even like a din of Vesheni Kibua, and Amir Tashem, and that's the Mashmais of the Rajba and the Ramah, when we get to Kufay Tes over there, we'll see the Siddur Torah and we'll understand the Machlokes, I think, a lot better. What the Machlokes over here is in the between the Taz and the Shach. The Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down that the Mashmos of the Rashi and Tosfos Bais and the Torah Shulchan Aruch is like the Shach. And then he says, Sarach Ian, how the Rashi knew this. But his Mashma, the Halacha, is masking to the Shach, and that's the way the place he also passes. So therefore, Till she's Kaveh of vest, she's not going to be considered a Higiyas Manoliris. Now the Pische, okay, that's Pische Tshuva in Ois Dalet brings the Machlekes Tiferes Lamosha and Chassam Seifa. What's the case? So we Ayin Bar Hayti Bar Ayin Seifa Tiferes Lamosha. The Isha Shekova Ves Velo Tvila. So she was Kaveya Ves for her Lel Tvila. And now she has a problem. V'yevshul Litva Ad Lel Vesta. She can't tovel until the Lel Vesta. Keep going. Shekova Ves mean Lel Tzvav, Lel Tzvav. Every 15 days she has Kaveya Ves. The Darka Lira is called Zayin Yomim. And now she has to count Zayin Akim, which means 2 weeks. So comes out here. What was the case over here? Her Lel Tevila is coming out the night of her vest. And we're talking about over here a vest kavua. Vest kavua. She has vest kavua for Lel Tezvav. And her Lel Tevila is coming out that night. Comes along the Tveres Lamaj. She says, the Mutta Lashamesh Avshu Shaz Vesta. She can be Shamish in the Vesta. The Vesta is the Rabbanon. V'leich miru la'asra abayloi lamis. The Vesta is the Rabbanon. And it cannot be that Chazal had intention to ask a lady on her husband, oi lamis. So therefore the Rabbanon will be masking that he can be Shamish. U'mikoshken im darka liris b'yam tezvav. Surely, she doesn't have to be machma for the arzura. Now he says like this: the mashma davkum chaygam shadarkler is called zayin yomim. We can't ef shalahakta matzvila milal tezvav. But im loykain, the kava ves milal yud gimel lo yud gimel. So he says even though the Rama writes the aim as chazlim na shiv nikim al miyim vav and ken la tzvil hu shas vestim komag yisad if shetas chazlim as miyim hei fine achein invest li yoy mi gimel b'zei yishlem di yisitev lachash lachum Israel ma fine. So we come that the Tveres the Moshe was negated to us is that the Tveres the Moshe says if her lel tzvila comes out, the lel tzvila comes out the lel havest, since vest is a drabanan, we will be Mekel, which is Mashma. The vest is with the Raisa, so then she'll be also the Shamesh, even though it's in Kamad, they're asking her on her husband, Oilamis. Because he says this. He says, only because vest is the Drabanan, therefore we can say it's E'efshad that they can ask her Oilamis. Okay. Then he calls the Chassam Seif. V'ayim Chuvah Chassam Seif, Seif Simakub, V'ayim Tesh, She'ele Kenzu. Now, the Chassam Seif is talking about a case of Isha, who has a vest she'ena kavua. Isha she'shintza vesta pa'mayim b'chol chodesh ba'if she'kosha v'roche she'tizdamin she'titbol l'nidasa ke'ad she'rishena pekuda sh'niyim v'mayir z'lovay v'imizdamin l'lo tzvili yiv ba'ina she'vesta mocha b'yayimay. So it comes out that we're talking about a vest she'ena kavua and her lo tzvili is coming out on the night of her tzvila. So even though her vest is tomorrow during the day, but we have the arzurua. See, now he's talking about what? A vest she nikvua, and he's talking about the arzurua. And as he passed him, can isha zu say for the zgash of baal chasram? And yesh dim se l'shnei yeterim. Aleph l'sham shbala samch liyam shen. Nasba, this was the shayla base. Yira shatir, the miyal achat vilfai. The heishiv l'ini din arishayim. What's he mean, Michaelin? The arzurua. Kivan the chol ikatamam ena el mishum leplug. The shegam vest is drabana. First of all, the whole din is like a loy plug the din. And also, because vest is a drabana, therefore we can be makel in, we can be makel in the arzerua. I feel the rod is really on the some of the vest of chamir and vest kufay. Come on, behind the vest kavu again. But I'm a vest sheini kavu. Can it's a da? This lady, we can be makel in the arzerua. Now, so it comes out over here like this. It comes out like this that according to the Pharisee, the Moshe, who's talking about a vest kavua, he's willing to be makel not only in the arzerua, he's willing to be makel in the vest itself because it's darabanan. According to the Chassam Sefer, the Chassam Sefer is talking about a case of vest sheini kavua, and he's telling us that because it's a vest sheini kavua, we can be makel in the arzerua, a vest kavua. Veskavu's mashma, even in the Arzurua, we would not be makel. Which comes out of the Shitase, because remember the Chassam Sefer, we said, Chassam Sefer learned like the Rishayin and the Paisim, that the Chiv Prisha by Veskavua is Menatayra. Therefore, we can be machmer over here, even if it's an Asar Olamis. The Chiddush is that he's also asking in the Arzurua. Because he held that the onions is rule is not a chumrah ba'alma, it's a meikra din like the shach. That's what he wants to learn shach in the arzura, right?
That's
meikra din
abyasif.
Yeah.
Shach.
Yeah. So therefore, by vesh enikbu we matter only the arzura, and he gives the whole reason for it. He says because the iketam arzura is mishum like pelug. That's what he says. The lechem is similar over here in Ois Aleph. He's mitama on the Tveras Lemaisha. Says, where's this? You're telling me because it's muta, because it's like that's I love is therefore matter. Where do you get it? He says, I'll be maida. You can be making on the arzurua that I'm maida to make on the ika the thing also.
It's worse than yuta derech. It's much more than yuta.
So the maisa. This is what I want to just end off that. We will continue speaking about this when we get to Sifyut, when we talk about Yetzirah. I just mention it now because the Pesach Chuv is here, but we're going to see more about this when we get to Sifyut, when we talk about Yetzirah.
So we're saying the reason the Chassid is saying Machmir is because he went like his Rebbe who said that we go, that's their Eisen.
Yeah. Okay, now. Now, and
he didn't even know his Rebbe, though it's just like one of his. Really one-off time, no?
What do you say?
I'm saying he's being make all the rest of it, even though it's a one-off. It's a Veshem Kavu, so it's not happening all the time. It's just this time.
Right.
So it's just time to let a little tefillin as a mitzvah.
Right. Can I borrow your pen for a second? No, sorry. No, it's fine. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Oh, you know what? Let me just for a second. Again. Sorry. Yeah. No, I don't need it. It's fine. Okay. Now, in Siv Dalid, let's move on to Siv Dalid here. So, so it's interesting, we have Sif Dalid, we have Sif Hay, and Sif Vav. Sif Dalid is talking about a case of where she sees from before Nates, I'm sorry, where she's Mesupik. She found the Riya during the day. She's Mesupik if this Riya started before Nates or after Nates. That, the Lashon on the Machab of Imri Gila doesn't mean that she's Rogel, Allah Chalmaisa, it's even if only happened once. That she has this suffix. Now, she's misupik. Obviously, she's misupik if the oinus of vest is at night or during the day. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we can be makel at night, we only need to be machmer during the day. Now, this halacha is a machlekes rishen. There are those that are machmer and the rishenim for day and night, for the whole day and night. There are those that are makel at night, and she only has to be parish during the day. And the ravid in Balei Nefesh in the beginning of Shara Vestos is machria, that she's only also during the day. The Svari says over there is that since Vestis the Drabanan, therefore Safi Drabanan Lakula, that's what he says. The Rosh in Parakhtes quotes it, the Beis Yosef quotes it in his name. The Lash on the Rosh is the Hadasrian Beyoin, Kimish Beyoin who Vadim Imeni Dasa. Since the day is Vadim Imeni Dasa, that's why we're going to be Machmer during the day. Which it needs beer. What does that mean? In Sivav, we pass in Sivav. Sivav is talking about a case where she had a Riyah which was Nimshach for 2-3 days. We pass in, and this is where the Rosh holds also. The Rosh holds that if it's Nimshach for 2 or 3 days, she only has to be parished the Oina where it started. So Eina Chanami, that during the day she was Vade Rosas, Vade Mimeini Dasa. But on the tzad that it started before Netzachama, she doesn't have to be parished during the day, even though it was Vade Rosabir. What was Vade Rosabir my help? What is it here to us? Why is Vade Rosabir? Tell us, and now this is when she has to be parish. Hare in Sivav we paskin, this man prisha is Veschol. So here I have a suffix, a shakal. I have a 50-50 suffix. Was that night or during the day? So what does it mean? Because since the day is Mimeini Dasa, therefore what? Sif Hay, we talk about a case of where she saw from before Nates and continued into the day and then stopped. Right? Hour into the day it stopped. So there we say she's usher at night, plus the Ravid says, plus the day, until the hour into the day. Right? Shach say you only have to be push during the night. But the Ravid out. Ravid held that it goes with the Nimshach, right? So perhaps one would want to say maybe that Sivdala is talking about such a case where it wasn't Nimshach for 2 or 3 days, it was just Nimshach into the day. And on that we're saying that since the Laila is a Suffolk, the day Shivadi, that hour Shivadi has to be punished whether it came in the day or not, because only was Nimshach for a few hours into the day. So that's why in Sivdala we said night is a Safi Darbal Lakula and the day is Vadi Yafi Parish. But it's not Mashmah like that, right? It doesn't say that in Santa Mashmah is the Rosh. Marosh is Mashmah that Sivdala is talking about a case even if it was Nimshach for 2-3 days. It's not Machalik. So that's a question. What's he come to add? The Rizah, the Ben Zrachia, the Rabal Ma'ar, and his Hasag is the Rabal Nefesh over there. He's Chalik, he says, 1 second. I hold she's mutter by both oinas. I'm going back to Sif Dalit now, where she's Mesopic. He says she's mutter both oinas. Why? Because why is one more than the other? It's a Safik. Safik Rabban Lachal. And also he says, She'ain din kviz vest el kishu dov baro. The din kviz vest is when it's a dov baro. I would call she'ain oinas avesi dua. Now also chavushim vest kav. You're not sure when your vest is. Then we didn't ask you. So these are the different shittas of Rishonim. The Mechaba, like we started off with, the Mechaba seems to pass on the Ravid. And she's also B'yayim and Mutter at night. But again, like we asked, it's the Chara Safek HaShakol, so what's the...
You can't take
Chesed Chesed Tara. Chesed Tara? What?
I'm going to push it off as late as you could.
What does that mean?
You have a Suffolk tray for I wanted to hit.
Right.
Push off since then was potentially Chesed Tara, let's say. I'm going to push off last possible second. Here too, she had a Chesed Tara, so I'm not sure what it was. So push off to the last second.
And that's what the Rosh means. Bad mimeni dasei.
No, I know that's Rosh, but it could be a reason.
Okay, so let's see. So the Rosh says, the Rosh Lashon again is Kim Shespek Drabon Kula, and Lachshav Yoshu Vade Bimeini Dasa. Right? And that's what the Shach quotes. Shach quotes that Lashon, it's a Kadin Gilal. Which means that even if she saw before Netzachama, but since during the day it's Vade Bimeini Dasa, therefore, says the Rosh, she needs to be Pirish. At night. It's mashma a little, it's mashma a little, that what he's saying is that at night, let's say she had Riyah, let's say we know she had Riyah after Netzacham. She had Riyah after Netzacham. So at night, she was tired then. Right, so then there's for sure no Prisha during the night. So he's trying to say some kind of svar over here that sounds like that at night you're misopic, day and I'm misopic, therefore the pre-sha is during the day. But still needs sense. So it comes along the pre-day. And the pre-day says something similar to what you're saying. Well, he says that since at night she still had a cheskes isra, she had a cheskes isra because it's possible. And she didn't see then this oina at all. So therefore we can be make on Torah that she didn't see then. But during the day, since even if she saw a night beforehand, she's tmeya, so she has a cheskes. I'm sorry, during the night she still doesn't have a cheskes. She does not have a cheskes at night. But during the day, where even if she saw a night, she's tmeya, so she has a cheskes. So we can't be make on misafik and say that she didn't see. So we can't say she didn't see at all because she bade the sword. So therefore we have to say, we have to be machmel in your vest and pick one and two, so we pick day. But it's shred. Shred, what does he mean? The pre-daya and the shach. So the paradis remind him adds a line. He says, Adarabi, Yeshla Cheskis Tairab Cheshetel Abaila. And therefore, the Cheskis Tairab Cheshetel Abaila is machziker that it came during the day. Or the Eshkol, the Sefer Eshkol, in Simulan Beis, he uses a Lashon, he says, Vestit Rabbanon, and also, Shebelayla Yibcheskes Taira. So it sounds like what they're saying is, and as they're adding to this verse that the Pre-Day is saying, or saying different, or the same, what he's saying is that, since she's Becheskes Taira through the night, so what does that mean? That means it came after the night, during the day.
Yeah, but really, I think that's not so much for us in the Rosh. Because Kevin Shiro Sabayun. So that's. Is that the Rosh? I don't think so.
I agree to you. It's not the Mashmah Sabayun. That's why I start off with the Rosh. Like me, what the Rosh is saying, the Rosh and the Rosh is Shuvadi Bimeini Dasa. What do you mean Shuvadi Bimeini Dasa? As opposed to the night, which is not Vadi Bimeini Dasa. Because the night is Becheske, is tired of maybe.
That's what we were asking. It doesn't make a difference what's Imeini does or not. Makes a difference of when a vest is, but when the start of the vest was.
So I agree. I agree. It's not so good with the Rosh.
Make two muscle, maybe the better.
I agree. And also, the Chavzdas over here in Oizvav, he's doichadis. The Chavzda says, he quotes a pre-chadish. In the Chavzda it says Hilch Shabbos, but the bottom it says it's not Hilch Shabbos, it's in Yerdeya, it's in Kofiud and Klali Sveik Sveika. Agobar, he quotes the Chavzda. The Chavzda says, why is it also to do a melacha d'rabban? Chavzda quotes a pre-chadish. Quotes a pre-chadish, I'm sorry. Which he says the Prichas in Hilchos Shabbos. And Magi on the Bible says he does no weird in Hilchos Shabbos, but he found that Chavzdas, who says it in the Chavzdas himself, says it in Klali Sveik. That why is it also to do Malacha, Malacha Drabana? Why is it also to do Malacha Drabana during Benish Mashis? Right? At Friday, Shabbos. Between Friday and Shabbos, Benish Mashis is Safik. Safik what? Safik if it's Chol, Safik if it's Shabbos. So Amalacha Darbanan should be Mutter. Safa Darbanan Lakula. So he says that since I have over here in front of me a Yom Chol and Yom Shabbos, so Ben Shmashis is like a Tarevis of Isser Heter. And you don't have more Heter than Isser. And I have a Cheskes Isser over here because the Shabbos, on the side that Shabbos, it's Vadeyasa. So therefore, the Cheskes, when there's a Cheskes Isser, we cannot be Mekel even by Isser Rabban. Even by Isser Rabban. So Huadin, he says, over here also, since I have two oynes, and one of them, she's Bevade Nesra, so we have to be Machmer really in both of them, because there's a Chesedis over here. However, we'll, right, so really we should be Machmer in both of them, because there's a Chesedis over here. That's what he says. Right, take a look over here. In the second half of the Avos Vav, second half, he says, Oikos is of God in Gimel, Hine, the few mashkos of Prichash Baruch HaShabbos, the Mahay time of Asa B'Malach HaDarbar Ben Shmashis, Kim Sheish Yem Chol V'Yem Shabbos Tefano, Have a Chad B'Chad, it's like a mixture of two pieces, Chad, this Chazik Yisura, Ein Shah, Hachanam, how you learn a lesson, Mahay time, we should ask both. Tzarech loyim ketam ataz. If he says, I don't understand the shach. If you want to, so therefore, if you're going to want to be matter one and not the other, you're going to have to come out to the taz.
What? I don't know
stuff
at all.
It's not fake.
It's
chazik
sirur.
We don't know
it's actually Shabbos yet.
It's
good. We're talking about going into Friday.
I told you to give me a
shev
levi
chelik hey. No, give me a shir.
Shev Levi is Simon in Chelik He, Simon Kuf Gimel, Ois Zayin. So he talks about this, this Chavz Das. He brings it on the Chavz Das, Sik Shah Tama Shach, the Sav Darban Lahakam Adibri Pri Chadish, the Lahakim Achmarim Bein Hashmash, the Shavz Gam Beis Rabbana, Kim Shish Chol Yim Shavz Lefanein, Avalei Kechad Bechad Yik Beisura. Okay, Achanam Yoyulon Lesser Me'ai Taimah. So what do you want to ask?
What?
What do you want to ask?
I was trying to understand the, what does it mean? It's like right? Surah. What?
By way, by Benish Rosh.
Yeah, it's not so something was right. Shabbos, yeah, was it? No, it was never an Isser. That was most effective. That was... I don't know what it is. This is Chazik something is prior. Yeah. Previously, it's Chazik Surah. We're coming in from that. Here we're asking, going into Shabbos or coming out?
So I'm going into Shabbos.
And then where's the Chazik? So it's a Suffolk was Isser.
The Tarevis. The Tarevis is of day of Chol and Shabbos.
We're saying because we have to, it's both.
And we know there's Shabbos
then. We go Suffolk then it's both.
So the so he is so the Divrei Chaim over here says Why? Because over there, the Hasam HaSafik will be Yom Gufay in Asa Mutter. The Safik by Bein Shmashis is this day, this period, Mutter or Asa? Ve'evi kishtech hatich zafaneinu, achas asur v'achas muteres. That's how I feel with Rabbanim. Ava be'im ein adobah m'supik lana mutal al etzim ha-yoyim, if it's not on the yoyim itself, rak al eiz adobah anu m'supakim be'eiz yoyim hoya, bad him, make yourself a Dorban, but it's Chazik Klau. The law is Chazik Klau, but Dov is the Me'oilim Isser. The heavy kid is Chazik Isser. Medina Raka, my cause, make a Dorban, and Negan Chazak, which is Chazizish. It's this, so a Dorban. What he's saying is, in this very, there's a Vitarchin on the Chavz Das. Because he's saying there's a basic difference. By Bein HaShemasha, is the subject is, right now, is this day Mutta or Asa? Is it Shabbos or Chol? So over there, Brichosh could say that on the Tzadet Shabbos, it's Chazik Yisurah, because Shabbos is Isser. So we could say, look, one side of the suffix is Isser, so we could ask him. But by us, what are we dining up? We're dining up by us from a suffix. When did it happen? Did it happen yesterday or today? There was never a Chazik Yisurah over here. If it happened yesterday, then it was yesterday. If it happened today, it's today. There's no Chazik Yisurah over here. So Bechlal, he doesn't understand the difference. The different half.
It's a
Chazik Yisurah,
it's not a specific day.
By us?
Yeah.
Where's the Chazik
Yisurah?
Whichever
day it is.
Where is this? Chazik means it's Bade Os, it's established Isser. Shabbos is established Isser.
It's Chazik.
Prisha is there's no, there's
it's
never.
Chazik Yisurah doesn't mean that there is an Isser there, that Isser exists.
It's Chazik means there was a Cheskes Isser, or there is a Cheskes Isser. Shabbos is a Cheskes Isser. So that's his Taina. He says that by Benashmasha is the suffix here is on the Zman, that the Zman in front of us, this Zman, is a Chol or is a Shabbos? So you can say, if it's Shabbos, it's Klarasa. If it's Chol, it's Klaramuta. So on that you can say it's like a Chad B'Chad where there's a one side, there's this Chazik Zuru, but Shabbos is established time. Hashem by us in Vestas, we're trying to figure out when did this Aschal Sabbath begin? Did it happen yesterday or happened today? So the stuff is not on his mind. The stuff is on when did this thing happen? So where's this Chazik Yisurah over here? Okay, the Sheva Levi over here is bothered. He says, "Loyedati ba'ani kushi b'zeh," and he's going on the Chavis Das that brings the Pichadish. Da'achik kibin anan oisim esev echedek asheni shal sovid an biyoy ve'en lana monis b'zeh ve'en lana nishal lodan el ha'alayla v'shub l'nikra ikve Yisurah. Now, the day we're vading an aser for whatever reason. So our suffix is remaining on the night. The night was we only have a suffix on the night. What does he mean by this? It's Vaidi Ishlaima. Ulay Dach Gimnani is the Muchlit. Al Isar Chaka. Because going to many shittas, the Mata Tashmash by Yitzel Derech. Your suffix and Chala Chaka Chagano. So then the word Machme, even if it's Ikvi Surah. Now, Zilo. Normally say Ikvi Surah with Machme over there with not Machme. And then he brings the Dibbe Chaim here. Agabar, this Dimion of the Chavis Das, we have a Shtekah Tan. Take a look at the Imri Baruch. The Imri Baruch says something interesting. He quotes the Hasagas Rizal over here. He says, I want to be Miyashiv the Shach. Why? Because the Balmar said that we're not kaveya. There's no kaveya's best misafik, which means that since the whole din prisha is only misafik, maybe she'll see. Therefore, when there's a suffik of this heroine is a best, it's like a sveik sveika, like a sveik sveika. Therefore, on this we don't dan cheskes is at all. That's what the Imri Baruch says. Now, if we let's take the time. It's not Mamsha's face. It's like a space. You know, it's like a double suffix over here. On that day, didn't make vestas.
What's the double suffix?
It's Shematira. The whole din vest is Shematira. We don't even know if this is the Zman of the vest. So therefore, it says Rizal. We make all straight through. We write the Balmar Shittas. We don't. Now the Taz comes along with another Kinesh over here. The Taz says that since
we don't have a clear in the Shach yet, maybe even a clear how out of the Shach in the,
right.
In the Rosh, the Shach.
Right, true. Okay. True. The Taz says that he quotes the reason of the Raivin. So since during the day Shabbat they saw down, so with Taila Akakola Bimukukelas. Was that we were being told that the vest came during the time that Shivade was seeing down. And now where it's a suffix if she saw down, so we're not told that the vest came then, but we're gonna be told the vest in the Makukelas, which is during the day that Shivade seen down. Where did he get this idea of telling them Kilkum Makukelas? So in Simon Kufyud Alf, Siv Alf, over there. And Sivav over there. There's a case where I have two pots. and a Dove Issa fell into one of the pots, and I don't know which pot it fell into. So we say that, and Issa Drabbana fell into one of the pots. And I don't know which one it fell into. So over there we say that if one of the pots were Asa from beforehand, the second pot is Mutta, because with Taylor in the Kalkala of Bimakukal. We also learned the Simukov Tzadi, Sif Mem Aleph, by two women that were wearing one cholok and found on her kesef. If one of them was Tamea, so the other one could be tire herself by being Taylor in the Tamea. So what does the Taz want? The Taz has come along and saying that over here, since the day is about the Mekukul that she saw on the dam, and the night it's not Yidua, so therefore we're going to be told that the Tchiz Riyasai in Yevest in the day. So the Chavzdas ends off, the Tzar Chalayim Ketam Atas. What he means to say is that, saying, because according to this, his kash is not a kash, because even if there is a chesed iser, we have a rule. Toiler akel kovim kukeles. That's very good. And you see the pre-day speaks out. Yeah.
What exactly? How do you describe what the kilkul thing is? What's the kilkul thing? Like something is mukulkul. The day. Toiling on the calendar.
So the arsemeich taka is that taka. Our Smeich says one thing, you can't say Tailin Kokum Mukokal unless you have a Dova Mukokal. Like, what's the Mukokal over here? Right? Correct.
Why is the second day not
using Mukokal? Mukokal for what? Again, what are we looking for over here? You know, again, let's take the case, let us think about the case of Tailin Kokum Mukokal. I have two paths in front of me, right? One path is Asr, Klar Asr, one path is Klar Mata. Issed Rabban falls into one of these pots, right? So now we come, I don't know which pot it fell into. So we say it could be Taila that fell into the pot of Issa. Fell into the pot of Issa. Over here, what's the sub? Over here, the sub is when did it start? When did she start seeing? That's what concerns me. And Hilchus Kufay Dalet, I don't care how long she bleeds for, I don't care how much blood she's bleeding. What am I concerned? When was Aschal Zeriyah? So, Legabin Aschal Zeriyah, even if she's bad at seeing in the day, we still go by Satachi Zeriyah. So, where was the title of Kilgum Kukalas? So, Rav Maisha in Chuvis, I forgot to bring one in, but Yardei Chilik Dalet, Simin Yud Dalet. He brings the Taz. I forgot what it is.
21.
What? No, I think it could be. I'm not sure. Is there ois is there? Yeah. It's ha'oris on the Shulchan Aruch. So, but over there, he brings the Taz, and he says he doesn't understand the Taz. Doesn't explain why he doesn't understand, but he says he doesn't understand it. Then he says it could be that the reason why we go bust the chazakah, even though it's not negei lamaisa till later on, you preach in the next month.
It just goes by sefer. It's on the sefer.
Yes. What does it say there?
Him or the in-between person.
So that's it.
It's we have an article.
Okay, so he says the Taz is moving l'chayra. Venera time that's leaning basa chazaka. That we go basa the chazaka that she was taira until Netzachama. And we're going to say that she saw it afterwards. Even though right now it's not negei l'maisa, you know, on the day that she saw, it's not again myself. Because she's Tamea. There's no Nakamina. If it was last night or now. El Allah Hazman. It's only gave for the Pisha in the next month. Nami Shai Bahamid Achaskasid Le Rasa Anacharnit. Vu'ulai Zeu Kavanasatas.
Not talkable.
What? So that's not talkable. Ula is
el kavanas right? That doesn't say the word talkable. It just says
there's a
that day is
talkable. It says tchilas hakalkala.
Right. He doesn't say it. Doesn't say the word talkable. That's pretty evident.
And then he goes on to explain the shach later, and he says,
He's saying that
it's a chazaka. Something we said before. It's a chazaka that she didn't see at night.
Yeah.
And therefore, we're going to assume that the Riyah came during the day.
Oh, okay.
But right now, what's the suffix right now that will make chazaka? It's the name of the Zimnus for next time.
So it's like similar to the way that right. Someone
is showing. It says, like that's the kavana of the task.
Yeah,
that's how we learned to read it, because it's called the Tonkel. Then he says, Mashkas of a Shach, Sukkot, and Yigumu, Shem Arash, Havle, Sophic Drabanan. Tzmukitas, the Gamal Yom, Sophic Drabanan. Eich Mashmet, the Lila, the Hakab, the Yom. Bula, Gamla, Shach, Sophic, Shem Chesetaira. Avlima, Yisophic, the Raisa, Evshu, Sophic, the Yom, Amidon, the Chazok, and Shaz, the Yom, the Gilatina. That's why the Hakab, the Rabanan. It was the rice, so we're not concerned about the chazak, and it's not Megay Ladina right now. I'm a chinish, I'm a drabon, and I'm a midu gam za chazak. But I'm dying so he says.
Which is the outside svar of chazak, is that if it's later on, we wouldn't rely on a chazak.
Yeah, no, that's now. Right, no, the chazak is just an answer to a suffix. We have no suffix now.
So I'll wait till then to down the suffix.
You know what?
I'll wait till next month to down the suffix.
No, yeah, mean like this. I have a question for you. Right. The need then over here is for now or for later? It's for next month, right?
Right.
When next month comes, I'm now a suffix. Which oina do I is she asking?
Right.
In this month now, there's no chazaka. There's no oina that she's valid to me.
It was based off something else.
Based off.
Right.
But there was no suffix then. The suffix is today. So when the suffix is neither today, which day do I have to be Pirish?
Oh, it would be different.
And the Chazak is, yeah, what's that?
So saying Taka, even Derbanon.
What? And Achan, so he says the Chiddush, then maybe, he remains with Tarchin. So maybe that's what the Shach means, that since it's Derbanon, they allege it to do it. The Ma'i said the place in the city, Tari, yes, this is a question. Yes, that's a question. And they say, Ein Achanami, Me'ikar Din, we should say that she's mutter b'im yoyim b'im b'layla v'sa sofid rabban l'kula. And therefore she's be mutter b'im yoyim b'layla misafik that it be toila that now is not the oynis aves. And by the oynis ha'yoyim that came afterwards. He says b'ikar that we should have sofid rabban l'kula. It should be mutter b'im yoyim b'layla v'sa sofid rabban l'kula. Therefore she's mutter by the oynis ha'layla misafik. And she can be told that it came, that it didn't come now, it came tomorrow. Now, when we come to the Ayin Sayyim afterwards, what are you going to say now? That it came at night? You can't say anymore that it came at night. Because since Chazak Arif Bizman Abba, and the Lila passed and she didn't see yet, since there's never more to say, That which she didn't see at night is because it wasn't the best at night. So it must be another day. Right here, what he's saying? He's saying like this, saying, Mitzad Hilchot Sofid Rabban L'Kula, they both should be Mata.
Right.
Okay. But now, what happened? So play it out. At night, we say, Sofid Mata. So when did it come? It must have came during the day. Comes during the day, what are you going to say? That her Zman Oina was at night? Ayach b'zman haba. So if her real oino, if it was really a night, then it should have came at night. Elamai, we have a pshit to stay our suffix that it came during the day.
Because of her. Because
it didn't, yeah, because it didn't come at night.
We're trying to dictate when her fest is?
Yes, I am. I'm dictating it right now. Now that the night passed and did not come, I know that it's during the day. Because I have a rule that
maybe it came at night.
Wait, maybe it didn't come. She didn't see any dam at night. I'm talking about the second month.
Right.
Second month, nothing came. She woke up 8 o'clock in the morning. There's nothing there. There's no dam. So if it was true that the oino was at night, then she would have seen it. So it must be the oino of the zman habah is during the day.
Meaning
using the chazaka
to
interrupt
the
topic
in the previous month.
Yeah. Place says it's the entire sentence. Look at it. But the mice is a little shred because whenever we have a suffix or barnacle, right? We're matter both, right? So we have a suffix on two things. One of them is Aser, and at this moment we don't have any reason to be told it's on one more than the other. Right? It's either we can say they're both Aser, right? Sometimes we do that, or they're both Mutter. Right? We have cases.
Yeah.
We have cases. Right. And the emphasis is even more than that. We should really say that they're both Aser. Like we saw in the Sugya in Kuf Tzadi Yisukat the Mem Gimel. And we have the famous Ran and Megillah, and we have the famous Nor Chaim Simtav Lam Tes. It comes up many times that when I have a suffix, even if it's a suffix Rabbana, but because of the suffix I'm going to end up with nothing, then we're machmer on both. So we should go and be machmer on both.
It's only when it's going to be chufa.
What?
It's over there. It's only when it's going to be chufa.
So over here, you can say that then like by Dal Kaisai, the Ran says that Machlekes, if you have to do a seva by first two or by last two. So he says, I saw the Rabban Kol, you shouldn't have to do by any. But then it come out, you're erasing the whole din, you can't do that. So we also, you're erasing the whole din of Prisha.
You wouldn't be erasing it in this specific case of Prisha.
What?
You wouldn't be erasing Prisha in its totality.
This right now. Okay, I'm just throwing out that these are different nekudas, which are makes it the tzarchin.
So we have no shach.
Yeah, we have a b'shach. We have a tzarchin. A tzarchin is also b'shach. Tzarchin is also b'shach. So comes on the Bach says that even though halacha is like Shulchan Aruch, that you only have to be purged during the day, but since there's a chashash, it's a chorus over here, one should be machme also by the oinus halayla. Ubefrat, he says, the fima shulchosavti, he should always be machme for the arsarua. So anyways, over here, he should be machme for both. Right, he says according to
Bach says that.
The Bach, right? The Shach also says it. Yeah, the Bach says it. Right? We saw the Bach yesterday. The Bach says in the Master Kosov arrived in the second half. The Bach says. The Shach also means down Yudalit. The Chavzda says over here involved. He says even those that are machmel dar zrua, you don't have to be chosh with the oina before the night.
Before 36.
Right, meaning. Even though we're saying the Bach saying, so you chash the day and the night because there is ruah, you don't have to chash that maybe the riyah came at night and therefore be chash for the day before. But the ma'aseh the grah and Yisidal seems to be masking to be makel at night like the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Chafasodim paskins, and that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan paskins. That's where. Shev Levi since the Paskin, even though Rav Moshe Tzachini, Rav Moshe, in the next Shuv, in Simtas Vav, he says that one should be Machmir. One second. Hello? Okay, so now, but Rav Moshe over there, Chedid Al Simtas Vav, he writes that you should be Machmir like the Bach and the Shach and Asa, both of us.
That's the Fishi and Shita, right. Everything, that we're, anywhere they're ever seen. Right. I think that's what the Kivya gives to Kasha is on the Shach. It's Shver, because the Shach's whole case is she sees sporadically. Here she's seeing, the whole thing is she's seeing always at a certain point, right around that time, she doesn't know when. So we can just say the Kula goes during the day always, and therefore the Shach's whole Cheshem Lecher over there is relevant to over here. It's Kivya.
We have a good answer to that. It's a pretty short question. So you have to get back to the Ran and the Gila. This Ran, when you have the Sfeikas.
No, I was saying, just the Shach's, that Chesh, but he's saying, with Shach saying, Frat, the way I learned Lord Zerua, it should come out, start here, that you mach me for both, no?
Right.
That's not true. See, again, Rikki
Vegas, so says Rikki Vegas. Rikki Vegas
says that. Yeah, because his whole cheshbon is based off the fact that Gemara was specifically talking about that she saw the Shah, and then here, right, and then when it's not seeing the Shah, then you're machmer the whole day maker at the end. Then there was a root. Then you have to be machmer for Yizart and the owner before. Here she's always she's bets on seeing the Shah.
Right.
She is seeing a Shah, which can't be the dictate when that Shah is. That shouldn't make us answer both. Maker at
the
end.
But again, the Rambam Yil says that when you're going to come up with nothing, because of yourself, you can come up with nothing, then we're macro on the whole thing.
No, we couldn't come up with a day. We could always come up with a day. We could always come up with a day.
Why?
It's a very good question. The Rush says, because the day is not Shisa Anita.
What does that mean?
No, let's start over.
That's what I'm saying. So then that's what the Shach didn't understand that. He doesn't.
No, but isn't that Shver? And then he quotes that. He just says, no. Yes, Kuda. Of course, the Rush. That's the Rush during the day. Oh, now.
Okay, I just want to end off that. So this halacha of Yisrael, the first time where she gets up right after Netzacham. So then she has a real suffix whether she saw before Netzacham or not. But if she finds Dam late on in the morning, right, late on, a few hours later after Netzacham, she's misupik. So then Lachar for sure we could be Maimra Chazaka. Their night she was tar and Shah Nazar Khash stuff for the day itself. That's I think accepted. It's only this whole din of Siddal is only when she got up right after Netzachama and there's a real suffix over here. But if she sees Dam later, a few hours later, then we're not going to assume that it's a suffix that maybe it came beforehand and therefore make a suffix out of it.
Like in a situation where the dam was dry enough that it did create a legitimate suffix.
The what?
Well, the dam was like a certain amount how long dam takes to dry. But let's say it was at a point down after Nates where the dam was clearly dried. So some sort of legitimate suffix.
Okay, like Rabbi Isaac writes in the Sefer. Unless there's mamash a lot did it's borrowed that there's a real suffix over here. Right.
Okay,
but no,
cases,
practically, that's not what's going to happen. Practically, it's not a real suffix if it's already a few hours into the day. Okay. And the Shach says in Sifkat Yigimel, he says, "Who din? Someone who saw Bein Shmashis, right? At the end of the day. So she's a suffix if it came before Bein Shmashis, it's only also at night. The Chavzdas over here in the Sifkat in Sifkat in Hay." Chavzdas points out that he says Shach Zu Mari Shiras Ben Shmashim Musupek has been Koydim Shkil La'ach Shkil K'moy Banei Tzachama. That he doesn't mean to say that she knows that she saw Ben Shmashis. That's not what we're talking about. Case where she saw between Shkil and Tzachama. The Shach says no. The Chavzdas saying she's Musupek whether it was before Shkil or after Shkil. But a real day benchmark is a separate discussion we have to talk about.
He's going on the Shach, he's explaining the Shach. He's explaining the Shach.
Yeah. The Chavzdas How is it? The halacha is if she sees Bein Hashmash, then we count it like the Riyu is during the day. Yeah, we do that. Okay? One more nikuda, the Chavzdasana is Dalit. The Chavzdasana is Dalit talks about Isha who forgot when her best akvu is. Best akvu, she forgot when it is. This happens. So the Chavzdas says she's muta that all those days, because best is the Rabbanon, therefore she can be Mekka. However, the Chassam Seifa, Simukuf Samach Vav, says she should be Machmir, because the Maisa, the Zechiv Prisha, some of the best, which is Min HaTaira. If a suffix is a tire, the chumra. If it's a best kavua.
Who's that?
What?
Who is that best?
Some say, the heart svi and simukuf nun and the shave the label, me and chelike simukuf gimel and others are mekel.
But what do you also be
Now, just keep in mind, many times I found that the rabbana will put pressure on the lady to figure out a day, even a best shank for. Figure out which day, which day. If she can't figure out which day, he may even tell her, so then you have a subject between those 2 days, be punished both those days, out to Knas. Out
to Knas if you forgot, or if you...
No, she forgot. Tell me what she forgot.
So then if it wasn't... Her reason wasn't her fault, she forgot, wouldn't...
Say again, that's the Rav's job, to figure out if she deserves it or not. I'm just telling you. That these inyan you don't just let go by easily because the chavzah says to make up.
Why would if it's considered chazik esura that young?
Yeah.
When yaninim we were saying considered chazik esura.
For a moment.
And why would this be considered chazik esura? For the suffix.
By what?
Saying something like the love of chazik.
I've finished it.